I asked some niggas I know to answer some 5 questions. While just a few did not reply, others had some valid reasons not to. While the ones that did bring in their viewpoint and opinions on these questions, which I very much appreciate.
Yeah, you did fuck up. When you go drop the next episode, I beg.
No worry. I did on a sabbatical now. I don't like where they drop me vibes, no day, anything. Never worry. But I will make sure, say, this month I drop one at least. At least. I don't do long overdue. I will drop one at least. How for?
Welcome back to Lumde's A Goat Podcast, the most inconsistent podcast in the world. And let's just get straight to people's opinions on the questions I sent to them. Well, you are wondering what questions are these. Well, in the course of this podcast, you are going to know what questions are they. But the one that fascinates me the most has to be question number 3, where I asked them to complete the lyric Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. If by now you don't know the complete lyric, then were you even born in Nigeria? Are you a Gen Z 2005 child? Even if you are 2005 child, you should know the correct lyric. Like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, boys, they also come on, fam. Come on. That was like the most amusing out of all the questions I asked them. And getting their reply on that really did prove a thing that, well, maybe not all of us know music as we think we do. Like I said, without further ado, let's get straight to the episode. This is 5 questions answered by my listeners.
My name is Ife Oluwa. I'm a medical student and I'm also an artist. Yeah. Okay. So the first question, what do I think about the Afrobeats to the World movement? Well, this question is very broad, so I don't know exactly what line of thought that this question is coming from, but I'll just say that Afrobeat is taking its place as one of the it's now being recognized as a worldwide genre, and it's something that everybody now wants to delve into because it's getting a lot of recognition and a lot of people just are just tuning into that Afrobeat vibe now, and that's why you see even American artists, R&B artists, I mean Chris Brown is literally on every top Nigerian artist album. Chris Brown is there. Chris Brown is with Wizkid, with Davido, with Rema, with Fireboy. So like everybody wants to have a piece of Afrobeat. Everybody wants to come into it, and it's a good thing, you know, putting Africa out there, you know, we're making a name for ourselves and all that. So yeah, it's amazing. So second question, what's one thing I would change about the Nigerian so for the second question, one thing I would change about the music industry is, well, for me as an artist, I'm someone who I like lyrics a lot. I like when a person can sit down and then culminate meaningful lyrics into a song. So one thing I would want to change the music industry is the frailty of our lyrics. You know, everywhere you go, most songs that you hear nowadays is just, for most artists, it's just babe, breast, yeah, shake. You know, there is no lyrical depth into most songs, and I feel that's one thing that our music is missing in Nigeria. I mean, yes, let's vibe, let's be happy, let's dance, but even in the happiness and stuff, I feel there should still be a ton of meaning to what you're trying to put out there, you know. That's what I feel. I mean, some artists are doing great at lyrics, but like most are not. And it's like, it's just vibes. And even us as consumers, I think we are playing a role because all we want to do is dance. Nobody wants to hear good music anymore. Like, so when the artists see that and they see that it's even the ones that is just vibes on vibes that is getting more recognition, I feel it will affect them to even wanting to write songs that really have intentional meaning and all that. So I feel that's one thing I would change, the frailty of lyrics. Then yeah, that's basically it. Number three, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, boys they hustle. Saturday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but boy, that's the house, you know. Old jam, OG jam. Benson Omali Rudgar, who's the best lyricist? Lyrically. Omali is out of it, yeah. Omali is out of it, but lyrically, I'd give Rudgar. I don't like his lyrics in the sense that he's very vulgar and stuff, but at least he knows how to rhyme, he knows how to do the basics. So best lyricist, I'd probably give Rudgar. Yeah, probably give Rudgar my best lyricist. This number five, Choco. Let me trash her. Them boys are Pygon. Yeah, them boys are Pygon. That's the best I can do.
Good day, my name is Trouble Jack and I identify as a human being. Afrobeat to the world, man. Omo, Afrobeat to the world all day, man. Afrobeat is like, it's relevant. I think after hip-hop, Afrobeat is like the second largest dominant genre in the whole world. So, man, hashtag Afrobeat to the world. If given the chance, man, one thing I'll change about the Nigerian music industry, I think I'll change, because I know that because it's Nigeria, there'll be a lot of centralization and monopoly in a lot of places, major places. So I think I'll make it decentralized and everybody should have like at least equal opportunity if you are putting enough effort, like if you are putting enough work into the talent. So I think that's what I'll change, just decentralization so that there can be equal opportunities for everyone. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, boys, they also. I don't serve you. Yahoo, Yahoo, Buju, Omale, and Rudgar. This shouldn't even be an issue now. Like, okay, you say what I prefer, Sha. I go with Buju any day. I go with Benson any day, man. I go with Benson. Even though I won't smoke Benson cigar, but I go with Benson, the musician, over Rudgar and Omale any day. Omale is good, Rudgar is good, but I think Buju is better at this point in time. He has more vibes than the others, man. We are not heartbroken now. We are not Casanova. So I fuck with Buju more. Them boy a pagan, you know. No laugh, Misha. Omo Ulu. And lastly, I'm sending this thing without actually listening to it because I know my voice will actually come out weird. So I beg, if you can help me edit it and put small auto tune, God bless you.
Psych.
Okay, my name is Moses. So question one, what do you think about Afrobeat to the world movement? Well, I think it's a very, very like, I don't know what to describe it. It's like a revolution, honestly. It's too mad. Like, everybody is on it. Like, everybody wants to be on it. They want to jump on it. I mean, the vibes alone, everything concerning Afrobeat is just like crazy. The movement is so mad, as in inspiring a lot of artists, even artists, the like OG artists too. Everyone wants to, like I said earlier, everyone wants to just be on it. Everyone wants to jump on an Afrobeat jam and, you know, just vibe and everything. It's very inspirational to the generations that are coming up and to every everybody else that are like, you know, listen, even though you don't even listen to Afrobeat, I mean, listening to Afrobeat now, you'll be like, okay, what is this, grooving to you, that kind of thing, like, where have I been, that kind of piece, is like, it's so nice. Question two, supposing you're a regular listener of Nigerian music, what's one thing you would change about the Nigerian music industry if you had a chance? Damn, that's a very good question. Okay, things that would change, I mean, how more? I've not really thought of it, but I mean, yeah, like to all things, also, you know, disadvantages, you know, but like, it's, to me, I feel personally, what I'll change about, you know, the Nigerian music industry is like the way, you know, we, you know, I feel we listen to one thing. I don't know if it's that is the point, but I think that is what's just in my head right now. I think, you know, us listening to one, you know, one variation of Afrobeat is just, I feel they should be, I like the way that, you know, the other artists now, like, you know, doing other variations, bringing up, even to the extent of, like, you know, there's another genre, you know, in Afrobeat, that kind of thing. So, I mean, it's very nice. Number three, complete the lyric Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, some more grandy. That's even the body was saying, I don't know the lyrics. Number four, Buju Omale Ruka, who is the best lyricist? Ah, bro, all these guys are the good. I mean, but I don't know, man. This is like it. Nah, you can't be a stalemate. Thinking about it now, I mean, they play with words, as in they have good words played, yeah, like they have good lyrics, like obviously for the type of song you're singing. I mean, but I'll just go Buju. Like, Buju says some stuff that, like, his lyrics are just nice. Like, he says some stuff that, like, okay, cool. And every time he, like, repeats the song, he repeats his songs, and you're like, okay, I didn't hear this, like, I didn't really get it, but now I get, like, that's how Buju is to me, then. But, like, Omale Ruga, Omale na just normal love song type of thing, pop, that kind of thing, sha. But yeah, Ruga, Omale just did, as if they speak in tongues, guy. Right? Ruga just did, Jerry. I'll go with Buju, Jerry, Buju all the way. Number five, say the most UK roadman accent. Because it's all that, like, love British culture, and, you know, watching, you know, the whole, like, British shit, like, especially the top boy. Okay. This is going to sound bad. Well, let me try. Like, example, give you. Them boys are parents. Oi, if I ever see you here, man, I'm gonna wet you, man. Okay, wait. The boys ain't pagans. Oi, what you want, man? If I see you here again, man, I'm gonna wet you, man.
Hi, my name is Olaq Palimi. I'm the host of the Unscripted Pod. You should listen sometime. Okay, so let's get into the questions. All right, so what do I think about the Afrobeats to the World movement? I don't know so much about this, but I think I appreciate, or I'm appreciative of the fact that there's this general reception of the sound, right? So it's not just like, and let's just listen to some sort of smug reception or anything. It's respect for how amazingly these artists can make this
Afrobeat tracks sound, and then how people respect it for what it is. I don't know if you get what I mean. I just like the general reception, and it's not just like streamlined to one part of Africa or one other continent. It's like worldwide. So I love it. I like that it's going places. It's doing real stuff. Love that for us Nigerians and Afrobeat artists. Really cool stuff. Question 2. Supposing you're a regular listener of Nigerian music, what is one thing you would change about the Nigerian music industry if you had the chance? First of all, since we're supposing, because I don't actually exactly listen to Nigerian songs actively, but I do hear them. I just don't listen actively. I have so much interest in lyrics, right? I like to know that what I'm listening to has lyrics that actually make sense, you know, not just a mumble jumble of words and then we're just supposed to go with that regular schmegla track or whatever. But I think that I'd really like to change the projection of lyrics. I want to listen to songs with lyrics that were carefully thought out. It's okay to make sounds, vocalize, and do all these things, but also let your lyrics have sense. I don't know, just let it be a well-constructed sentence or something. I don't know, let it just have sense. Do you get? So yeah, that's it on the surface level. I don't know what's on the deeper level. Question 3 is getting too long. Complete the lyrics. Hey, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, hey, boys, they hustle. Na 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 na. Gogbo aye, champagne and let's see rose. If I'm singing rubbish, though. For every, let's go. Hey, mama, mage. Then they shake up. Oh, yahoo. Okay, yeah, I'm sure that I got that right. Question 4, BNXN, Omale or Ruga, who's the best lyricist? Hey, this one go tough, because I don't actively listen to these guys. The songs I know by these guys, I heard by association or heard snippets somewhere or something. But I will not be choosing Ruga for this one because I read this. Someone told me to read the lyrics to the girlfriend's song and I was like, hi bro. What's happening? So I guess I'll go for Omale. Yeah, I think he seems to know how to construct his words very well, I suppose. But I mean like you can get the idea of what he's singing. I wouldn't go for Buju too, whatever, Buju, BNXN, right now, because by association I've heard this song, I've heard snippets of it, and then I heard I don't know the title, but the song where he's singing, I used to buy my loud for Tiki. I wasn't feeling that song because the only line I could hold on to was I used to buy my loud for Tuki. Like the rest of the thing were, I don't know the song, sorry, so I can't say much about it. But we'll just go for Omale, okay? Number 5, the last question. Okay, say this in the most UK roadman accent way. The boy's a pigeon. I don't even know if that counts though. The boy's a pigeon. I don't know, that's the best I can do. Them boys are pigeon. Alright, this was fun. I actually enjoyed doing this. Alright, adios.
Afrobeat to the world don't very well start with me today, actually, but it's fun that I'm alive when we're actually getting that recognition. It's something Baba Fela already worked for and some big witches in the industry too. Like Obi Asika, Bankuli, Ayo Animal Show, Baba KKK, all those things, all those guys all work for. Now it can't dematerialize, and thank God now, like this people won't talk and say, now selfie is a city scratch. You see this next generation. If you say you know the thing where boy the entire international market now. Now see you view, bro. And the next one is Libel. Bro, you want to change anything in the Nigerian music industry. Now Libel may have good change. I want to see. Some labels there's still supposed to be movement. They're not supposed to even call themselves record label, like just movement. Look at Malian Records now. Our record label now movement too. Brother deliver brother. Now which that label be. But if they talk about normal label, like structured label, bro, look at Mivins now. Look at everything they put together. Starting from the academy. To the in-house producers, to their team, the kind of team they have, even doing internship for some people to like recruiting people, you see, they don't even get idea already. If you see that we just trade there, see now it will be for industry. So copy this link. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Boo boo aye. Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Now that will do my thing song now. But number four. Then see normally or easy baby sister. Oh Benny. I go choose Ruga. Aruga veg. But Ben see to Sabi. But normally you imagine I don't know. Them boys are pagan.
Hello, my name is Tayo and I am a creative. So Afrobeats to the world. I'm indifferent about it. I'm not really like super hyped. I'm just indifferent about Afrobeats to the world. Okay, if I could change something about the Nigerian music industry, I would make all these underground rap lyricist guys, I'll make them more mainstream. I don't know if Shodan Camp is underground, but it's definitely not mainstream. So that's what I'll do. Then Alpha or Genie, those guys that actually have bars, I'll make them on. And it might end up backfiring because personally, when something is mainstream, I end up not liking it as much anymore. But that's what I'll do, sure. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Boys Day also, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Gogo Aye. Guy, Chinasa coach, give her a question back. She's asking for a question back. I actually don't know who is the better lyricist between Benson, Omalia, and Ruga, because I don't think I've ever played their song. I just hear it outside and I'm like, yeah, vibes. I've not like personally listened to their song. Oi, them boys are pagan.
Hi everyone, my name is Ruben and I write for a living. And these are my like five takes on or my five answers to the questions.
What do I think about the Afrobeats to the world movement? Well, I think that it's a movement. It's not just a movement, it's more than a movement. It's spreading a form of publicity. It's like a different kind of gospel entirely that needs to reach, you know, an heterogeneous audience. You know, I mean, the world should appreciate, you know, Afro sounds. I don't give a fuck what you do, emo, fusion, you know, whatever thing you want to tag your genre as, you know, as long as it's popping from Nigeria, popping from Africa, you know, and it's getting to the world. I mean, that's cool for me. I don't give a fuck what you tag your genre, as long as, you know, your sound is, you know, people fuck with it, you know, that's this relativity in it, and, you know, it's properly produced. Yeah, so yeah, I think it's a cool movement. You know, we have people actually spearheading this, people like Wiz, Bonner, you know, CK, Davido, you know, Thames, you know, doing mad numbers on the charts and all. Yeah, then suppose you're a regular listener of Nigerian music, what's one thing you would change? Well, I would encourage labels to not just be labels, but also try to create other bodies that would scout talent. You know, talents don't just need to like spring up, you know, and become a social media sensation. You can actually scout for these people. Like, for example, take a look at what Mr. Izzy is doing with Empower. Yeah, other people should, you know, venture or think about that to us, like an innovative way of, you know, putting people on, like, you know, pedestals, you know, celebrity pedestals, and especially when they are, you know, competent, you know, and, you know, they are master blenders of different fusions, you know, Afro. Yeah, then complete the week. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Benson and Omalay or Ruga. Benson, Omalay or Ruga, who is the best lyricist? I mean, you already ranked it here. So Benson number one. I mean, take a look at his works, man. You have Outside, you have Commander, you have the track Paloma, you know, Outside, you know, these are songs that are saturated with, you know, cool lyrics, not just vibes, or, you know, I mean, take a look at his bio. He said he's one of the few that's really singing. I mean, to be a good singer, you need to saturate or garnish your song with, you know, cool lyrics. Yeah, so Benson, say this in the most UK road, man. Them boys are pagan, man.
Hi guys, the name is Adeleke Oluwasegun Samuel, CEO of AstroTwig, a platform looking to revolutionize the way we listen and stream music. It's an honor to be here on this podcast and to answer a few questions. Hi guys, we have various questions here. The first one is, what do you think about the Afrobeat to the World movement? Yeah, I think one thing I appreciate about Afrobeat is like it's allowing other, you know, artists of like, you know, from different backgrounds, from different cultures to actually appreciate African music more. And it has also given rise for, how will I say it, visibility. It has allowed more people to know about. Some people didn't even know that there's a continent named Africa. It's that crazy. Like if you ask some people, they think Africa is a country. They don't know Africa is a continent. So Afrobeat has actually, you know, brought out Africa as a continent. You know, people are now actually taking Afrobeat serious. And Africans in general are now getting the recognition they deserve, because if you look back way back in time, a lot of African indigenous ideas on music has been stolen away from them. You know, like jazz, like even rap. Self, you know, rap was originally, you know, introduced, you know, by a group of African bands way back in the I think 1900s or so. So like Afrobeat is just, you know, bringing back the recognition that was once lost to Africans' contribution to music. That's what I see. Okay, supposing you are a regular listener of Nigerian music, what is one thing you would change about the Nigerian music industry if you had the chance? Nothing really. To be quite honest, nothing really. Right now, I would say the Nigerian music industry is in the adolescent stage. You know, we have left the infant stage and we're now like progressing there. So I'll just say, I don't really have much to change, you know. I just want, one thing I actually want, you know, to change in the Nigerian music industry scene is we should actually appreciate other branches of Nigerian music. You know, we have alternative music, you know, alternative music, we should also appreciate that. We have rap, Nigerian rap, indigenous rap. We should also appreciate that. We should not just focus on Afrobeat alone. That's like, okay, that's the only thing I can see. Like, because the Nigerian music scene has so much potential. Like, we could actually be collaborating and, you know, doing music with other genres of music from other countries, you know, not just Afrobeat. We can actually take Ote and turn into a different thing. We can actually take rap and turn into a different thing. We can actually take trap, you know. There's Nigerian trap, you know, genre of music. You can take it to a whole thing. You can start collaborating with the likes of Quavo, Migos, all those trap artists from over there. You get, so I feel like that's something we could change, you know, you feel me? Okay, this one is a funny one. Okay, if I was to complete the lyric, it would be Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, boys, the also. It's from this song, this Olumente song, Yauzi, man. It was a classic way back then. If you can't relate to this song, just be calling me uncle. Okay, between Buju, Benson, Omali, and Ruga, who's the best lyricist? I'll be lyricist. I don't know. Okay. I'm not really. I've listened to Ruga, I've listened to Omali, but I've not really listened to Buju. But this is a tough one, actually. I don't know what to choose, to be quite honest. But since you said I should choose between them, I'll go with Omali because I've actually listened to a lot of his songs and I love his songs. I'll go with Omali. If this guy was there now, it'd be Tony now. Yeah, I might have chosen the Tony. But I'll go with Omali. Yeah. I feel like it's the best lyrics. But if you are talking about vocals, then maybe Ben Buju Benson. Yeah. them boys are pigeon. I know Sabi this UK road man accent, man. I know Sabi. Monajan me, man. Maybe if I go over there and I'll spend some time, it will come. But I've always been in Nigeria, so I don't know how to fake the accent. But I will try my best. Might try again. Them boys are pigeon. It does not even see. It does not even go. Man who just. I don't disgrace myself already. Man who just disgrace her for that. All right, now thank you so much for having this opportunity to answer all these questions.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Olumide's a Goat podcast. Very much appreciate you taking your time to listen. Till next time, there might be a next time. As you know, it's the most inconsistent, consistent podcast out of Nigeria. Thank you for listening. And one thing, to your pagans, man. To your pagans. Them boys are pagans. I noticed niggas couldn't pronounce that. So them boys are pagans. This is a fam. To your pagans that are out there, not subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast. Share it with your friends. Don't just listen and enjoy this entertainment alone. Let others be happy. Share, my nigga. Share. Please, I'm begging you. Share, my nigga. Till next time, this has been Olumide Akinwale for Olumide is a Goat podcast. Bye.
Them boy are pagan.